Welcome to Currently Kirkland. I'm Pam Jardine. In this episode, we share with you the plans for the revitalization of Park Place, how a special community art project is part of the renovation of Park Lane, and how volunteers bring a whole new level to public service. Walkable, livable, vibrant, green. These are words citizens have used to describe Kirkland in the year 2035. They're words that resonate with the new developer of Park Place, who envisions a transformation of the existing suburban-style office park and retail area into a lively, integrated, mixed-use center.
I think a combination of the inherent Kirkland charm and the unique nature of Kirkland, which sets it apart from every other community, and the fact that the site is large enough and central enough that we can really create a mixed-use development here. It was very exciting to us.
Talon plans to make Park Place a new destination in Kirkland.
And it's all about community, as I said. And so Kirkland has this vibe, which is very active, and we hope to just continue to foster that. So there's going to be probably four or five restaurant choices on site. There's going to be all kinds of open space and outdoor recreational opportunities and plazas and performance areas, etc.
The redevelopment will include approximately 300 apartment units, 10% of which will be affordable housing, 650,000 square feet of office space, and 225,000 square feet of retail commercial space. A movie theater and a bank with a drive-through are also planned. The QFC grocery store will double in size and be designed to the latest QFC standards.
We really are anticipating a full 7-day-a-week, 18-hour vibrancy to this project.
And in keeping with Kirkland's walkability goals, Talon plans to integrate pedestrian connections within and beyond the project site.
We are using pedestrian flow across the site to help engage with the retailers and the residents on the site. So I think it will be an extraordinarily walkable environment.
In February, Talon received approval from the City Council to move forward with its revitalization plans.
The buildings will be phased. The idea is to build what the market will absorb. We're going to build it as the demand is here, making sure that we keep that vitality and that momentum.
Starting in May, the City's Design Review Board will consider Talon's proposed designs. Once approved, permits can be obtained. Construction is anticipated to begin in 2016. Project updates are available at kirklandwa.gov by searching Park Place. Since January, Park Lane has undergone a major renovation, and among the temporary boardwalks, the construction cones, and the inconvenience of the road closure, there is a unique community art project that reminds us of the power of reimagination. Here's Christian Knight to explain.
You can help your neighbors at your table.
Arts teachers at Ben Franklin and Peter Kirk Elementary Schools last fall asked their kindergartners and second graders to reimagine a city. Those two requests rendered nearly 150 different artistic interpretations.
So we showed some images of what one-point perspective looks like, which is a technique artists use to show perspective. We looked at a couple pictures of downtown Kirkland, the way it is now. One was an artist rendering, and then a couple photos. And then we practiced using the ruler, and we learned sort of the techniques around one-point perspective. And then they were just sort of told to go, but come up with a story in their own head about what they see or what they wish for Kirkland to look like in the future. And they could add anything they wanted. There was really no right or wrong.
And I draw a little cat over here.
Why are you screaming?
And a car with a baby in it. And this is an underwear store.
Well, basically the same as it is, except with more technology and more people.
Flying cars, big giant buildings, brick sidewalks, trampolines all around.
And here's a bench, a water fountain. This is bricks, birds, and then trees to make the world smell more fresh.
40 of these pieces of art, along with the artist's portraits, are now on display at Park Lane. Producing the art was a group project, albeit a small one, that involved Kirkland Schools, its businesses, and City Hall staff. The students created the art, Ben Franklin's kindergartners reimagined a city, and Peter Kirk's second graders reimagined a street. Kirkland's staff compiled their art and commentary into a banner-sized document. Fast Signs of Kirkland printed those 20-foot banners, and the Merchants of Park Lane draped them on the construction fence surrounding the Park Lane construction site. The project's purpose was to give Park Lane visitors something interesting to look at during construction and to introduce the basics of civil infrastructure to young students.
The city and the Kirkland Downtown Association are hosting an opening celebration on Friday, May 29th, starting at 6 p.m. There will be a ribbon cutting, entertainment, and of course, you'll get to admire the banners. From scouts to stewards, neighborhoods to corporate groups, and time bankers to traffic circle caretakers, the City of Kirkland's volunteer program has them all. And their efforts were recently recognized at the annual Volunteer Appreciation Celebration. Mayor Amy Wallen and Deputy Mayor Penny Sweet emceed the event and bestowed honors to individuals and groups who are truly making a difference in Kirkland.
It takes a village to make a city as special as this city is and to feel as special as this city is. So we are deeply sincere when we say thank you. Thank you for being part of us, all of us, deeply in love with this little city.
Special awards were given for leadership, participation and commitment, and consistent supportive service. In 2014, the city engaged more than 3,465 volunteers, including me and my co-anchor, Connie Turman. Volunteers contributed more than 31,000 hours of their time and talents, which are valued at $840,000. If you're interested in service to the Kirkland community, please visit kirklandwa.gov and search volunteering. Thanks for watching. Currently, Kirkland can be in the palm of your hand. Subscribe to Kirkland Television on YouTube. We air on KGov and KLife. Send us your news tips, story ideas, and suggestions to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov.